Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Christine Nolasco.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day, both of you.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Bye.
Hi, Miss Christine. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Yeah, okay, perfect. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. Can you verify your phone number for me?
253-778-2855.
2855, okay, perfect. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, I believe that's why I'm here, right?
Okay, yeah, no problem. I just need to double verify all the information. So I'll just ask you a few quick questions. And just to confirm, okay, have you gotten an attorney already to help you with the claim?
No, I have not.
No, okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any contracts or retainers with an attorney for this matter?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And was this...
I can verify for that.
Yes, okay, perfect. And have you... I'm sorry, let me start over. Is this for yourself or for a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself, okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera?
Yes, I was.
You were? Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Have you received any treatment or any surgeries?
Yes, I had surgery to remove it. And then I had, after that, I had to take chemo for two.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
make
so...
Make sure it goes away, you know.
The radiation to make sure everything was good. Okay.
Right.
Where were you treated? What was the name of the facility?
The St. Francis.
St. Francis?
Yes, it's an organization that has a collaboration of doctors and surgeons.
Okay. Where was
My
that located?
Tradition. Oh, in Auburn. Not Auburn. Federal Way, sorry. Do you want my primary physician's name that referred me to the neurologist? How do you want to?
Yes, give me 1 second. I need the name of the doctor that diagnosed you and then the name of the doctor that treated you.
Okay. And then the referring doctor was Dr. Kelly Barbar. I'll fill that out for you if you'd like.
Yes, please. Doctor. Go ahead.
K-E-L-L-Y.
Okay.
Last name is Darbour.
Okay. Darbour.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was that the doctor that diagnosed you?
No, I was referred to the neurologist.
Okay. So Dr. Kelly Darbour, that was the neurologist?
No, I had the neurologist. That was my family physician. The neurologist is Denise Carnegie.
Uh-huh. Okay, can you spell that for me?
All right. Dr. Denise Carnegie.
Okay,
and she's a neurologist.
Denise Carnegie. Okay, neurologist. Was she the doctor that treated you?
Yes, she was a surgeon.
Yes, okay. And where was she located? What medical center or what hospital?
She's in St. Francis in Federal Way.
St. Francis? Okay. Is St. Francis a medical facility or a hospital?
Yes, it's a hospital, and there's a whole bunch of doctors that are affiliated with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a healthcare system is what it is. They're all in one building, pretty much.
All in one building? Okay. What city was that located in?
Federal Way.
Okay, can you spell
it? St. Francis Hospital, yep. Federal Way. F-E-D-E-R-A-L.
Oh, Federal Way. Okay, perfect. Is that in Washington State?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, perfect. And then Where were you prescribed the Depo-Provera?
At the my physician's.
At the primary physician?
Yeah.
Okay. Do
Kelly
you?
Barber.
So let me see. Kelly, can you rep? Can you spell the last name one more time? Dr. Kelly.
Barbour.
Bour. Okay. And what facility was she, were they located in?
It's St. Francis, part of the healthcare, like I said.
Okay, so that's where the primary physician was as well.
Right, yeah, they're both friends. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for clarifying. I just want to make sure I have that correct here. Okay. All right. And have you ever been diagnosed with prior cancer?
No.
No. Okay. All right. And then for the meningioma, what was the date of diagnosis?
It was May. Wait, it was April. I'm trying to remember exactly. April. Like the exact date or the year. It's April something, but it's 2016.
Okay, that's fine. April of 2016. So I'll go ahead and write that
Yes, ma'am.
down. And just to clarify one more time, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking the Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right. Thank you for your patience. We're almost done here. And what is your date of birth,
No
ma'am?
worries. 1/18/1974.
1/18/1974. Okay. And besides yourself, was there anybody else that was injured by the Depo-Provera?
Not everybody around me immediately. No, I have no idea. Did
No.
anybody else?
Okay. All right. No problem. So I'll put no for now. And did you use the brand name of the injectable Depo-Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And did you use it for 1 year minimum, meaning you took four injections in 1 year?
Right.
Yeah, okay, so once every 3 months.
Yes.
And what was the first year that you used it?
2008.
2008, okay. What was the last
Yes.
year that you used it?
2017.
2017. Okay, so from 2008 to 2017. And then I have your first and last name. I have Christine Nolasco. Do you have a middle name or a middle initial?
Evelyn, Evelyn.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
A female.
Okay. All right, and then I have your phone number. Is that a cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And then I have your email. I have Evelyn, BOE2000 at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, perfect. And it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements. So I'm going to move forward with the intake. At the end of the questionnaire, I will send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yep,
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send that over through email once we're done with the questionnaire. And let me
Okay.
see. For the attorneys, for identification purposes, can you verify your social?
532-235-742.
Okay, I heard 252. Was that the first
No.
three? No.
No, it's 532.
532. Okay.
Two three. Two three 5-7-4-2.
Okay. All right, and then what is your full mailing address?
602 29th Street Southeast, Auburn, Washington. Wait, number 8, Auburn, Washington 98002.
Okay, Auburn, Washington Is there a unit number
There's
or suite number or
a
anything
yes, it
like
was number eight. Number eight.
number 8? Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to make sure I have everything correct here. Okay, and then we have the medical information. Do you have a copy of the medical records that you can provide to the attorneys later?
I did have, but I can get the yes, I can get another copy of it.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And that's it for the questionnaire. The last thing I need from you, it's just an emergency contact number in case you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. This is so that there's no disruptions in the case for you. So for that, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
I'm my mom. She
Your
lives
mom.
with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is her phone number?
253-202-7362.
Okay, let me repeat it. I have a 253-202-7362.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And then what is her first and last name?
Charlie, Charlie, Charlie.
Charlee, you said?
Oh, Charlie.
I'm sorry, it's cutting off. Can you repeat it one more time? Can you spell it for me?
Char, Charlee,
E. Okay. And then her
Boe.
last name is Boe.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Charlie Bo, and she lives with you. All right.
Yep.
Okay, so that's it for the questionnaire. Let me just make sure everything is spelled correctly here. I'm going to send you the
Okay.
electronic document. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Okay. I have not ever in my life.
No. Okay, no problem.
No.
You can put me on speaker now if you need to. I'll stay on the line with you so that I can help you navigate the page. And if you have any questions, you can ask me any questions.
Okay, hold on. Now it's where is it, email?
Yes, I'm going to send it to your email and also a text message with a link. It's the same document. Whichever one's easier for you to open, you can open up.
Okay, hold on. They're gonna let me. Because
And
she's had a hard time transferring me because it wouldn't let me do that either.
it'll say Natalia from Mass Tort Strategies wants to send a DocuSign. You'll see it pretty soon.
Okay, hold on a second here.
Take your time.
Maybe. I'm trying to figure this out, Mom. Hold on. Oh boy. What? What is it?
What is it?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Okay. I guess.
So I sent it over to the email Evelyn Boe 2000 at gmail.com.
Okay. Oh boy. Okay. Hey. Shoot. Okay. I think maybe. Let me see here. I agree to electronic recording. Okay. Hmm.
Okay. Hold on here. What? Hold on, where'd it go?
What battery?
I'm working on this here, lady.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. No problem. Take your time.
Okay, so I'm gonna start this. Hold on. You still on the phone? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Are you still on the phone? Okay.
Yes, I'm still on the phone. Can you hear me okay?
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, I think I got it. Hold up.
Okay. Yeah, it should just be a few signatures and a few initials.
Okay. What? Hold on here. Let's sign right here. Uh-oh. Required here.
And
so all
Chris,
these arrow places is where I need to sign?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, it should be highlighted yellow. It makes it easier for you.
What was that?
Yes, they highlight the spots in yellow.
The highlighted areas?
Yes, correct. Whatever you have to sign. And while you go through
okay.
that, I'm going to send you another
uh-huh.
text message with the information for the law firm, okay?
Okay. All right. I'll work on this.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Where'd that go now? Oh, now I just have to tap it. That makes it nice. Basic for me and everything, huh?
Mm-hmm.
This is some cheater stuff right here. Okay, I'm finishing it, I think. Well, it's not letting me. Oh, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you press the button that says finish so that it goes through.
I think I finished it.
Okay. All right. Yes, I just got the notification. It looks like everything is signed. Christine, the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to review the information. Then they're going to call you back.
Okay.
They'll do a case verification call. So it's really important that you answer that call. I'm going to send you the name and the phone number of the attorneys so that you can save that in your contacts. Okay.
That would be good. Then I will answer it.
Yes. All right. So that's it for this call today. Again, my name is Natalia. I'll be your intake specialist. If you have any questions or any concerns, you can call me back or you can send me a text, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope you have a great rest of your night, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.